Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you are going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Mornings on SEN.
Welcome back to the show. Julian DeStoop and Andy Ma with you. Joined in the studio by Melbourne Premiership player Daisy Pearce. Now, I could ask Daisy about how the celebrations have been, but I think, Andy, we just have to let her talk, don't we? And that might give us a fair indication of how it's been. Morning, Daisy.
Sorry, I'm just getting another fisherman's friend.
How has it been the last few days?
Oh, time of my life, Jules. It's been awesome. Like, we've just had a great time. probably a good time for a spot fires everywhere, Andy. It's been awesome. Like, just the amount of hard work that's gone into it and the people that we've shared it with, both players, staff, the whole club, it's been awesome. And, you know, you're just in the now for so long and now, you know, the dust starts to settle and you start doing all the reminiscing and it just gets better and better. It's going to be the gift that keeps on giving, I think. But, yeah, it's been a special time.
Is it sunk in?
It's sinking in. Shock's probably not the right word because we did genuinely believe we were ready and that we were capable of winning. But, we all know that doesn't count for much in sport. You can have all that and have all the right pieces and it not fall your way. So, and we're up against an incredible outfit in Brisbane who would have been having the exact same thoughts we were, and rightly so, given the season they've had and the club and organisation they've been over the journey. It's just like I heard "We did it" screamed about 1,000 times in the first 24 hours, and I think I started it, but every time it kind of hit me that we'd won, you'd just have to yell out, "We are the premiers." I think that's why my voice is gone. But yeah, so that got screamed out a bit every time everyone had one of those "We did it" moments. But yeah, it's probably more now that, it just starts sinking in that, not just that we've won it, but because it's the first ever one at Melbourne as well, just that historical factor that, you know, you look around at the teammates that you've done it with and think forever, you know, our names are going to be etched in history as the first ever AFLW Melbourne Premiership side in 150 years when all the next generations are playing. Like, that's ours forever. So I think that's the great thing. People kept asking me, what will it mean to win it? And I stand by that I didn't have to win one to feel satisfied in my footy career. But I think, yeah, just to have rubber stamped it now and have something physical and tangible that we can share, like there was already so much to be proud of this season, and I've just loved working with the group and what we've been able to achieve. But to end it on this note and have something to hold up for it and keep coming back and remembering will be pretty special.
How much more special was it made, and congratulations and good on you, how much more special was it made given in this incredible time of volatility in the league where players have been, you know, dragged everywhere and encouraged to go elsewhere, this group stayed together. How much more special does it make it that so many players would have resisted the opportunity to go somewhere else?
Yeah, it does. Because we've shared it for so long and we've shared the ups and downs. And I think that was one of the things that sort of hit me in the aftermath as well, is that, you know, we're a team that's gone close. Year one and two, we missed out by just percentage, I think. It was back in the format of it being finished top two and you just played off in a grand final. And then, you know, we had breakthrough wins in finals and competition got canned when we'd just won a final, our first final back in, must have been? 2020. Season gets cancelled, no closure. Then we make a prelim, get beaten by Adelaide and then beaten earlier this year in a grand final against Adelaide, the furthest we'd ever been. But you, even in those years, you think you're capable and you're ready. But now that we're here, I'm so glad that you don't get over the line in those games and that we did miss out by just a kick here and there, because, you know, maybe if you get the satisfaction then, your whole club just goes off in a different course, and it's pretty cool to think that Yeah, we've had to wait till now. The first win in the 18-team era as well, the first ever kind of whole AFLW season. Yeah. First full final series. Like, I remember thinking, I was actually in talking to Roy, my son, once the home and away season ended, and he was actually flat that I had to go to footy training. He was crying, and I said, mate, if the D's win three more games in a row, we're going to win the big cup. Like, we're going to win. And he's like, the Piston Cup? And I said, not that good. But, yeah, so three more wins. And then it hit me in saying that to him that I thought, gee, we just feel like we've accomplished a little bit because we finished top two and kind of nailed our home and away season. Now we've got to play three more games. It's like another third of the season, and we had to get over Adelaide, who are
awesome.
Powerhouse. Yep. North Melbourne, who made us earn it, like, asked every question of us, and it was just a tough day, like, different to on the weekend where things felt good. Like, it was a grind. We had a fair chunk of our side that was sick in that prelim, and it was tough going, but we get over them. So we've had to beat Adelaide, North Melbourne and Brisbane, even from finishing up near the top of the ladder. It's been awesome to go kind of through that proper finals journey. But, yeah, to win it now and look around and see the faces that you've won it with, it kind of feels like it was the right thing. Like, we were meant to wait. All the times where I might have thought, if we'd done this and kicked it there instead of there, like, over all those seasons where we just fall short, now it's like, I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah. What about and it's hard for you to talk about this, but we had Birchie on the show the day after on the run home, and she talked about you, and everybody was talking about you. We wanted to do it for days, you know, that factor. And who knows what it comes next, and I don't know whether you made up your mind yet, and you don't have to say a word about it if you don't want to, but were you aware of how significant a factor you were in the motivation of so many, in fact, all of your teammates?
Oh, like, it probably sounds silly, but not really. Like, not in the lead up. Like, I maybe just personality. I'm more likely to block that stuff out. Like, I don't let a lot of that in, and I'm so aware that no one deserves anything. So I sort of was really mindful to block some or the majority of that out. And on top of that, something I don't have to consciously manufacture or be wary of. I love my coach, who's put in as much as I have. I love my teammates that have stuck by us when, you know, we're on $40,000 AFLW contracts, or, you know, around about that.
Yeah.
And through expansion, particularly this year, like, people could have left our club and set up their livelihood and, you know, laid down a deposit on a nice house, given some of the offers they were getting. And they chose not to. They stuck by us. So, like, I just felt like I was playing for and repaying those teammates. So I didn't have to kind of think about myself and didn't really feel any pressure because I was just going out there trying to get it done for them.
Yeah. I was going to say, it would normally be the unmistakable voice of Daisy Pierce, but we probably have to ID you today because it is a bit of a struggle. You mentioned Mick Stinnear there. He probably doesn't get spoken about enough. Yeah, what makes him such a good coach?
Oh, where to start? He's an amazing football man. Like, he's worked and been around footy his whole life. He was a rookie at Carlton. Mm. He's ran national Auskick programs. He coached at Oakley Chargers, played at Mount Gravatt, I believe, in the Quaffle, and won awards up there. So he's been a footy man. So his footy stuff, I don't even need to kind of talk about. But him as a person, he's just, his ability to connect with players, like, it could, I imagine, be a tough gig for a 30-something-year-old man to come in and coach grown women.
Yeah.
And he hadn't had any women's coaching experience prior to getting there, but just his ability to connect with players, his passion, the genuine care that he shows for you. Like, he doesn't just care about whether you're getting a kick on the weekend. He'd be the first to ring you when you're dad gets sick, or you know, take you out for lunch if you've broken up with your partner. He's an amazing person, and just his dedication, like, the amount of time he puts in. I've always known it's kind of like our weapon. So I've always been so grateful for him, because, you know, some coaches in the AFL W aren't even full time, or they haven't been over the journey. We're probably getting to a point now where they're more coaches are full time. But I've never heard him say no to a player who wants to get better. Like he's met me on an oval down in Geelong one night when I was commentating down there in the middle of the off season, AFLW off season. He drives all over the state just having a kick with people. He flies over to Ireland to meet with Blaine Macken, who we're looking at drafting, and will be, you know, probably have no sleep for 3 days just to get two sessions into her. Like, the man is an absolute workhorse and a genius, but above all that, he's just got great heart, and he makes it so fun as well, which is a key ingredient, because, you know, he challenges you and inspires you and pushes you to get better, but it doesn't compromise the amount of fun we have. And that might have been summed up in that image of him spread-eagled in the mosh pit on the crowd surf after the game, which it probably should have been his first crowd surf of the year, but it hasn't. It's happened on Monday nights and Wednesday nights and all of that kind of thing as well. But he's a beautiful man.
Well, Daisy, we could talk to you forever, but you probably couldn't talk us back. So we're going to let you go. Well done on behalf of everyone here at SEN. And I'm sure Jared, who you've been fantastic on his show all year, passes on his congratulations as well. Enjoy the next couple of days.
Will do. Thanks, Jules. Go and join all the Socceroos fans, will we? just mob parties.
Sounds like you already have been.
Thanks, Andy.
Good on you, Daisy. Well done.